Hello and welcome to a filler episode of the podcast, because James couldn't make it this evening and so we were unable to record what we were planning to do for episode six, I think. Possibly four of the podcast. And so today I am joined by Patrick.
Hello.
And Liam.
Hello.
Two new faces on the podcast. Well, I mean, other than Patrick, who's an old face.
Thanks. I'm new.
You're new. So this week Patrick is taking over in proceedings, and we join him in a tavern in the town of Sherwath in Orton. I don't know if you can see that. I'm holding my thing up to the camera for the audio version. So Patrick, what is going down?
Okay. We are in the town of Sherwath on High Crown Street, near a colossal golden tree around which a procession of stray peacocks strolls.
Straight peacocks?
Stray.
Oh, okay. Stray. I thought, like, they were like peacocks who were like, I'm not going to wear those frilly colours. I'm just going to wear black and brown and boring things like that.
Okay. The inn is a two-story stone-walled building with a blue tile roof. Accommodations consist of several large rooms with beds and woolen mattresses. The inn once belongs to a wizard and is protected by magical guards and wards. Damn.
But like, yeah, who bothers to get a blue roof? It's just sort of over extravagance.
There are so many blue roofs in Carasta.
Yeah, that's a point.
I've always wanted a blue roof.
The innkeeper is a thin male human named Riken. He is a retired sage and is sometimes visited by powerful wizards and sorcerers, presumably the one who owns this place.
Oh.
You, Dorva the dwarf, are inside, sat at a table with your two friends, who are... Liam.
Hello. What?
Quick, create a character on the spot right now, and it has to be interesting and have a detailed backstory. You've got a second. Go!
I am a butler called Agro. I have an anger problem. And I like whiskey.
Should I introduce myself as well? Is that this sort of... Would that fit in with the chronology of the...
Go for it.
I am Dorva. I am a dwarf. And I've recently come back from the dead after I was killed by my companions several episodes ago. I got brought back unexpectedly because I wanted a character. And Rowan's boring.
So you're a zombie dwarf, is what we've established there.
Yes!
I'm an alcoholic butler with a drinking problem.
I think
together we make a brilliant team!
I think one of those was redundant in that sentence, Liam.
I've butler. Drunk too much today. Butler. Let me
all,
off.
All butlers are alcoholics.
I am, as per usual, a female human named Neva. I'm an archer. And I enjoy long walks on the beach.
Do you enjoy drinking the blood of your slain victims?
On occasion. As long
Damn!
As long as it's mixed with gin.
See, I'm starting to think that this is less to do with your character and more to do with you, Patrick.
No, that's mean. We're not mean.
Okay,
so in the tavern... there's a variety of patrons. There is a woman sat on a table by herself near you. She has a cat. She has a cat near her on the table.
What a freak.
A big fluffy ginger one. There's a male in a cleric's outfit. He looks quite sort of creepy. He stood in the corner and he's got very sort of grey, horrible eyes. There's a dwarf, what appears to be a miner. He has a very large pickaxe.
Ooh.
Damn,
son.
I know. And he's got a very big beard, a very big, beautiful beard, and Neva feels like she wants to rub his beard.
Oh.
And there are a few other people, but would you I can't bother. Would you care? You can choose to go in order at the bar. You can go and meet Riken, or you can go and speak to one of these three.
I'm going to go and attempt to initiate a flirting agreement with the lonely woman. Gonna walk over to her and, hi there. Do you know?
Hello.
Do you know what they say about dwarves? Very small genitalia.
How?
I believe you're trying to pick up this woman.
Butler.
I shall now, if you wish me to, play the part of Arior, who is the woman.
Yes. Yes. Let's talk.
That doesn't seem like a fantastic pickup line, there, sir.
What? I'm not trying to pick you up. I was just making a interesting remark. Do you know what happens when you get zombified? Oh, your bits fall off. Starting with the extremities first.
How very delicious.
I'm really not very good at this sort of thing.
I can tell.
Would you care for a drink?
Why, yes, of course. I'll have a large ale, please.
A large ale? Do I have any money? I'm sorry, do I have any money?
Yes. For this, yeah, we assume that you have infinite money for now, until it becomes plot relevant.
5,000 large ales, barmaid!
No, barman, and he's called Riken. You have to go over and speak to him.
Riken! I shout. Riken! Bring me all of the ale in your bar.
I probably shouldn't have said you had infinite money. All right, you know, you have 15 gold pieces.
I go over to the barman. Riken! Two mead... No. I'll be fair. 3 meads, please. No, ales. She said she wanted ales. 3 ales,
will that be
please.
Will that be a large or small, sir?
Small. I don't want to break the bank.
I believe I overheard your lady friend saying she'd like a large ale.
Put the amount you'd give me if I ordered the small ale in a large cup, and then it will seem like you've given me more.
Wink, of course, sir. He hands you 3 small ales, one disguised as a large. You carry them back over to the table. Before you do, he says to you, that'll be 16 gold pieces, please, sir.
16? My good butler will pay. Agro? Was it Agro? Agro! Come and pay for my drinks.
Agro has... You have all my money.
17 gold pieces.
Yeah.
Agro, how about we split the difference, okay? I'll pay for my drink, and you can pay for the drink for the 2 lovely ladies.
2 ladies? There's only one sat there.
I was also attempting to get off with Patrick's character.
I like the fact that you've just left me at the other table.
We're getting you... I can't do the dwarf voice the entire time. It's really bad for my throat. We're getting you a drink.
Oh, you've only ordered 3.
Yeah, you don't order drinks for the staff.
Well,
I'm not staff.
I know, that's why I'm getting you a drink and not... Okay, I was trying to do a bit where I don't buy a drink for Liam, but I buy a drink for 2 women and myself because I'm a horrible, horrible person. Okay?
Oh, okay.
That's what I was trying to do. It hasn't really come off.
No.
Let's move on.
Okay. Neva has 231 gold.
What?
Sorry?
Why does she have so much? That's a lot of gold. That's
no, okay.
Like...
I was only joking. She has 56 gold.
56? That's still twice as much as me.
Yeah, she inherited it from... that maths. She's inherited it from her late father.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate that the butler has more money than the person he's working for?
I know. I did that on purpose. Okay, right. So, what the hell is going on? Okay, so you've paid, presumably. Have you paid half and half or not?
We have indeed. I believe.
Apparently. So, yes. Yes, we have.
Okay, so Dorva now has 7 gold and Aggro now has 9.
18 divided by 2 is not 7.
He had 17 gold.
17 divided by 2 is not 7.
I think you missed the point of half and half here. You've split 16 gold between the two of you, which is 8 each.
It's still not 7. Whatever way you do the maths, it's not 7.
No, he has 7 left, you muppet.
17 take away 8 equals 9. 9.
Yeah, so Aggro has 9 gold left. You started out with 15. You just paid 8, so now you have 7 left.
I started out with 18 gold.
You started out with 50.
You had 15 gold.
Why would you... Okay.
Because
okay,
it was 16
whatever.
Gold and you couldn't afford it.
Just remember that in a couple of weeks' time, you're going to be playing my campaign, okay? So be nice to me.
I don't care. Okay, so you carry the drinks back over to the table. I, as Neva, have joined you. And so you put down the drinks, and what is your response to this apparent plot to not get you a drink, Aggro?
Well, I have been your humble servant for many a year, good dwarf, and I find this rather disrespectful to the amount of effort I have put into caring for you, even when you were dead.
I am sorry, Aggro. My voice is changing because I've eaten Doritos and I haven't got a drink left. So I'm sorry. Have my mead.
But it's only a small. I think you should give me some money so I can go and get a large instead.
I don't.
As your lawyer servant and advisor, I would suggest that you do so.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you 1 gold piece if you... Why am I giving you money? What? No, have my drink. I'm being nice. Come on, dude. take the drink, okay?
I'll make
Aggro, do. Aggro, I'd advise you take the drink. Okay, so are you going to have a conversation with Ari or not, Alex? Or Dorva? Apologies.
The woman I'm yes Hey there, I'm back.
Oh, wonderful. Have you got my drink?
Yes, here you go. And then I give her the drink and I say, I'm sorry, the silly old barman, he spilled some. What are you gonna do?
Well, I mean, I did overhear your entire conversation, but yeah, no, don't worry. We'll ignore the fact that you attempted to disguise your drink. It's not going well. It's not going well, Dorva. I'll be honest. You might want to step up your game a bit.
Say there. Would you like to accompany me to the back alley?
I respectfully refuse, sir.
Really? Who would have thought it? How about would 1 shiny gold piece change your mind?
Now, Arior takes very, very great offence to being called out as a cheap prostitute. And,
1 gold piece is expensive for a prostitute.
Unbeknownst to you, she was in fact a wizard. Or a witch, if you prefer.
A witch!
And...
She's a witch!
She stands up backwards. Her stool falls over, and she stands up and throws back her cloak to reveal a sort of half staff that she draws from her coat.
Dorva shits himself.
Her cat on the table, called Muffins. Muffins, with his massive green eyes. He has very, very big green eyes with big dilated pupils. He looks quite cute, but he's not really. His talons, which jut from his paws suddenly, they sort of, you know, spring out. They're much larger than you would have expected, and then the cat
Oh, shit!
The cat attempts
guys!
To...
Guys, she's got a pet lion.
The cat attempts to slash you, and at the same time, Arior prepares to cast a spell. So would you like to enter combat or leg it?
I'm only a dwarf. I can't run very fast. I am going to stand up for my rights as a misogynist and fight this woman. Any chance of some backup, guys? Any chance?
Neva does the sort of typical womanly thing of rolling her eyes and returning to the other table.
Aggro picks up both the drinks that have been left on the table and goes off to join him.
Sam. So it looks like it's just you. Okay, so fight. Dorva
I draw
versus
my
Ariel and Muffins.
Warhammer? Warhammer? Did I have a Warhammer?
Yes, you do, in fact.
I draw my Warhammer.
Okay, so you have to roll above a 7 on a D10 in order to get a decent hit.
Oh, I don't have D10, so it's probably a good idea that you're rolling them.
I have a bunch of D10s. So what are you gonna do? Are you gonna attempt to strike her or strike Muffins?
How many hit points does Muffins have?
Muffins, who is sort of, she has got put wards around him, so he has sort of HP and wards are kind of combined into one to make life easier. So he has 30 hit points.
Okay, so I am going to attempt to smash her in the knees, with my hammer.
Okay, you attempt to. I mean, that's probably the worst place you could hit her, but okay, you attempt the roll. I'm gonna have to roll on the floor, I'm afraid, because I don't have a large enough space on my desk. You roll a 6, which is one less than is required to deal full damage.
I smack myself in the face to give me a +1. That works, right?
No, it doesn't.
Extra concentration.
No, that does not work. You only deal 10 damage, but because you hit her in the knees, you do in fact break one of them.
Yay!
And, she falls to the floor.
You person.
In retaliation, she raises her staff and casts a fire spell, which I'm going to roll for that now.
It's fine. Dwarfs are immune to fire.
No, they're not. Which deals...
It's my universe. I can make things up on the spot. Don't take that away from me.
Okay, then. Fine. She conjures an ice spell.
They're also immune to ice.
Okay. She casts an ice spell, and no, you are immune to fire, but not ice. All right? Now,
you
this
could
deals...
say you could say that I'm immune to a song of fire and ice.
Oh, my Jesus Christ.
That wasn't even a reference.
She has rolled a 10, which is the highest possible damage that she can do.
I duck.
No. And unfortunately, because it is a perfect hit, she hits you straight in the face. And
not the face. That's where I see things from.
This attack deals 30 HP, so you've just lost 30. So you now only have 70 left. It's now Muffin's turn to attack, and Muffin's claws do about 10. She's actually quite weak as Muffin's.
She's a cat.
Muffin's attempts to slash. Now Muffin's being very sort of dexterous as a cat, she actually gets two swipes, if you will. So
what even is this?
She rolled a 7.
Hacks.
Which means, so she slashes you once, and she deals. I'll be nice. She only deals 8, so you have 62 HP left.
After one round of combat, I'm nearly at half strength. Yay!
Well, you shouldn't have fought an evil female wizard, and also tried to call her out on being a prostitute.
In my next round of combat, I'm going to attempt, inspired by the great dwarfs of fiction. The greatest dwarf.
Yes.
Tyrion Lannister. I'm going to attempt to rally the other members of this bar to my cause using my incredible charisma, which on my sheet is 13.
There are a total of 7 people in the bar.
13.
Not including the barman.
I'm going to stand up. I'm going to stand up and be like, wait. You, sir, the paladin. Oh, I like this voice. I might use this one instead. You, sir.
Is there? I don't remember saying there was a paladin in here, but okay.
That was a cleric.
The one in the paladin's robes, who I presume was a paladin.
Whose name is Thali, and he is a fellow dwarf.
Thali, you remember my family from way back when we used to live together on the craggy slopes of Bogden?
You remember how we
used to play, and now my voice is completely different, but I like it, so I'm going to keep it this way. And you, the one who Patrick couldn't be bothered to describe, I recognize your face from my time in Carrasto. You are the famous locksmith from Bottom Road. I visited your store many a time. I greatly enjoyed your services. Will you not stand with me against this perfectly entitled to be angry woman? And you in the corner, somebody else. I also have reasons for you to fight with me. And Butler.
Bear in
Agro.
Mind, I have to keep up with this.
Agro, how could
can
I forget you?
Let me do
you?
Some character responses, please. I need someone to respond to this. I can't remember all of the people you've talked to.
I'm keeping a mental list. I'll let you know later.
Thali, the dwarf who you shared a house with on the craggy slopes. He replies to you. He says, "Yes, brother Dorver, I shall come to your aid."
Yes.
Einfrick, he sort of looks up at you creepily. He was the sort of dark, evil-looking man in the corner. And he looks up and he says, "No, dwarf, I wish not to side with thee. Instead, I shall side with Arior, the noble woman who stands before you, hurt by your wicked ways." And so he goes and stands next to her. So you've conked that one up a little bit, haven't you? Let's be honest.
And then there was another one.
You're just talking to me.
Yes. I can't go back to that voice. I've lost it. I'll never get it back. Agro, my loyal butler. I'm sorry for all the ways that I have mistreated you. I was wrong. But we are brothers, my friend. We must stand together. Join me, and I'll let you keep the cat's head.
I could never turn down such a fine offer. Throw in a skin of mead, and I will be yours for this fight.
Oh my god.
Sure thing. Patrick's character, whose name Neva. I have forgotten.
Neva!
Won't you join with me, a man who you met literally 5 minutes ago, to fight this woman who you have no reason to dislike?
Oh, fine, whatever. Come on then. You have my sword. No, Yay. You have my bow. Yay. Although I do also have a sword. Whatever.
And finally, this is a really long round of combat. I should have my head chopped off by now. And finally, barman.
The barman.
This woman is causing havoc in your bar. Look at all these people who are going to be fighting. Surely it would be best just to throw her out and be done with it.
The barman, who is polishing a glass, looks up. He says, "No, I think I'll leave you to it."
Oh. Well, okay. You have very little regard for health and safety.
He then turns around and he walks into the back room. Okay, so, right, that's enough calling for help. You now have you have three people beside you, and now we have Muffins, Ainfric, and Arior to fight. Now, you've just passed your turn in combat, effectively.
Okay.
So I think it's Aggro's turn.
Yes.
You can choose your weapon at this point, because you've not actually you've not played any kind of combat move yet.
Oh, I shall have fire a claymore.
Fire staff!
A what, sorry?
Claymore.
Which is?
A two-handed greatsword.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, go for it. Okay, in accordance with it presumably being heavy as hell,
yep.
I will give you 25 damage on that.
Well, I am desperate for that cat's head. So I'm going to be attacking, and what was it called? Muffles.
Muffins.
Yes,
Muffins. I'm a crutch.
Despite having only 25 damage, which is 5 less than Muffins can actually take due to her wards, if you aim for her head, if you hit just right, I reckon, if you roll a 9 or a 10, I will let you one-shot her. If not, then you'll have to hit her again. Okay, so you ready?
Yep.
You hit a 9. Muffins is dead.
Yay!
Can I lopped her head clean off.
Can I stroll over and take the head and go sit down in the corner?
You may loot the head and return to the corner, yes.
Woo!
Okay, Aggro is now out of combat. Neva, it's my turn. Neva, who, according to the others, has 100 HP and a longbow. Bow, which does, I'm going to be generous to myself and say 20 damage.
Okay. More damage than a warhammer. It's fine.
All right, I'll upgrade you. You get 25 as well.
Yay!
There we go. You should have had to level up for that, but whatever.
What even is this system?
It's my system, okay?
It's my system.
Okay. Neva aims at Arior. She aims right for her eye. Now, Neva is a rather good shot. So, I'm...
Of course she is.
Of course she is. She's an archer. She's been training for years.
And she's the Game Master's character.
She rolls a 3, which means she does absolutely bugger all. She misses completely. She's knocked by a flailing Dorva who's just fallen off the table and misses completely. So she passes up her turn. It's now, what was his name? Thali's turn. Thali, like you, has a warhammer, except his one is a little bit spikier. So it does 30 damage.
Everyone's better than me.
Of course they are. 30. No, you're better than... I'm the worst here, thank you. Okay, so Aggro, who is out of it, it's now back to Dorva. Dorva, what are you going to do? You could take out the cleric, because he's quite low. You've probably got a better chance of healing. Muffins is dead, I just realised. I still had him twigged up as 30. Arior has 40 left, so you got Arior or the cleric.
The witch bitch.
Yes, okay, so you're going to presumably Warhammer. Are you going to go for the head?
For the other kneecap. If I can break both of her knees, I'll cripple her.
Right, if you go to the head, right, if you roll a 10, I'll let you one-shot her.
I don't want to one-shot her, I want to cripple her. I'm feeling in that sort of mood today. This is how it feels when the people in your campaign completely mess up your plot.
All right, whatever. No, it's fine. It actually doesn't matter at all. Okay. So you go for the legs. So you do 25 damage, and you roll a 2. You roll a 2, which means you glance off her knee, but you do, however, take off 3 hit points. She's down to 37. Now, at that moment, right as Arior is about to retaliate with another horrific magical blow, Ryken returns, and he walks back into the bar.
Who was he again? Oh, the barman. Okay.
And behind him is a very, very tall, far, far, far taller than anyone else in the bar. wearing a pointy hat and a large beard, a very, very tall man. And he carries a great staff.
Does it happen to be Rowan, who is also my character from a different campaign?
No.
But damn!
He could be called Rowan, if you really wish. Now, this man, he raises his staff, and he smacks the end down on the stone floor really, really hard.
And duck.
A huge flash of magical light emerges. And I've just realised I've forgotten to roll for, like, defence and everything. Anyway, it doesn't matter. This battle has no bearing on the plot.
This battle is the plot.
A huge flash of magical light emanates from it. And it blasts nearly what seemingly the whole tavern apart. Everyone sort of flies out of the windows and through the door. And some people go through the walls. Most end up dead, unfortunately.
As in not the people who actually matter.
Basically. Arior's dead. Agro and Dorva are sort of laid in a heap on top of one another. Neva has sort of landed against a cart, and she's sort of broken the wheel off it. And
I just start stroking Agro.
Stroking me or the cat's head?
Both of you.
Tharly actually hit. Tharly went through the door of the house opposite, and he hit his head on the wooden beam above it, and it smashes his head apart. So Tharly's dead.
No, was he the one who I grew up with?
Yeah.
Brother Tharly.
No, the person who I cared about, who I forgot that I cared about for a short while, but now I remember.
There's no character development whatsoever. and Riken and the wizard himself are still alive. And then as you look back at the tavern, and you see the strewn corpses of all the other people inside. The tavern slowly begins to rebuild itself. All of the stones roll together. You know, they all roll back towards, and the tavern rebuilds itself almost instantly. And the wizard steps outside. And in a deep, hoarse voice, he says,
"Get away from here!"
And he sort of... God, that went very Breaking Bad, didn't it?
I am the one who builds buildings!
Yeah. And, so... I mean, clearly, you're not welcome back in the Hound's Tavern. So where would you like to go now? Because I don't have any kind of map, so you actually can go wherever you please, and I'll sort of make up for you.
I am going to go and take a piss up that big golden tree. Yes, because I can.
There is a large golden tree outside. Okay, Dorva takes a piss against the tree. Agro presumably sort of rolls his eyes and stares in mild disgust. Neva turns away.
Agro then proceeds to start skinning the cat to make a nice mug.
The mug is just the head of the cat. You just hold it by the ears. Oh, I like cats. Why did I give you the head of the cat?
Because you were losing.
I love how that's what turned the tide for me.
Oh, okay.
So this arcane magical wizard.
Yes.
Like, what is his deal?
He is the wizard who, if you recall at the beginning, he is the wizard who owns the tavern, and he was obviously upstairs in his room, and then Riken went off to tell him of the horrible ruckus that you were causing, and so he came down and saw the goings on, and proceeded to blast you all to pieces. So yeah.
Not really the best way to run the tavern.
He just shorted the tavern out of one large whiskey. Is there another bar in this town? Because I owe Agro another drink. Not that I should really be plying him with drinks, considering he's a recovering alcoholic. But
whoever said recovering?
Failing to recover.
You're on your way to another bar called the Hero's Cellar. And it's just around the corner. As you're walking around, you see there's a big crowd of people gathered in the middle of the street. And you sort of think, well, what the hell's going on there? And I presume you think that.
I am thinking that.
Good. And you should be. And there's a woman in the middle, and she's screaming murder. You know, murder, murder, there's been a murder. She's screaming her head off.
Oh my god, know, have they killed the spy master?
Different town.
Reference.
It is a reference. And you hear this screaming, and you run across. Well, Dorva does, and presumably Agro follows, and Neva most definitely does. Really?
That was my running voice. My running
you,
voice.
You run over, and you say,
Sorry. Carry on.
Oh my god. And you see a lady, this frantic Ooh. Lady in the middle of this crowd, stood over a dead man who's brutally stabbed in several places. There's blood everywhere, and she's covered in the blood, and she's holding a dagger. And at first glance, it would appear that
is she the one screaming murder?
Yes, and it would seem at first glance that she is the murderer, but she turns.
Well, yes, it would seem like that considering she's holding a bloody dagger.
And
carry on.
And you run up to her and you say. And, well, what do you say?
Qu'est-ce que fuck?
She turns to you.
That's what is fuck, isn't it? Qu'est-ce que is what is. Sorry. Yeah, what the fuck? Dude, like, you just totally killed this person.
She turns to you, frantic.
Not cool, man.
Her wild eyes. And she says, it wasn't me. I swear, I just picked up the blade. It was that man over there. And you turn, and you see a man in the distance. He's running away as fast as he can, his cloak billowing behind him. And she says...
Okay.
She says, that man killed my husband. Get him.
I am going to smack the bitch with the hammer, because she is quite clearly lying to me. And it was her who killed him. And you and Agro could go and chase this guy. I'm not taking any of her shit.
Okay. You smack. I'll roll for smacking a bitch.
Agro gets in the way of the smack.
You smack a bitch and you roll a one.
But Agro got in the way of the smack.
You drunk? No, he doesn't. You drunkenly what? Flail. You drunkenly flail and you smack Agro on the recoil of the action. What is Agro's response?
Agro proceeds to smack a bitch on his master.
Okay.
Don't smack me!
Rolling for Agro smacking a bitch.
Aww.
Agro rolled an 8. Which means he smacks quite hard.
Makes sense for a butler that uses a greatsword.
You earn one black eye, Dorfa.
I just sprawl in the mud. I'm like, what the hell? It's quite clear that she is the person who killed them.
You sprawl in the mud. The woman screams, No, it wasn't me. I swear it was him. I'd simply pulled the dagger from my husband's body.
Who does that? Oh, this poor man has been stabbed. I'm going to put my fingerprints all over the murder weapon. What? No! I'm going to smear myself in his blood in case if some policeman comes over and asks me what I'm doing. What?
Now, Neva, who is slightly more in tune with frantic, emotionally unstable women, realises that she is in fact telling the truth. Neva runs after the man. Neva runs after the man. Now, do you follow her, or do you just flail around in the mud some more?
Well, Agro okay. is going to leave him flailing in the mud to follow you.
Yay! Come on, then, Agro, let's go. So we've left Dorfa. This is his story.
I am going to say fuck you guys, and I'm going to go back to the bar.
But you're not allowed back in the bar.
This is
then I will sit on the doorstep.
You've been barred.
Oh.
You can go to the hero cellar, which is actually not far away. It's literally on the same road.
I'll go there then, and I'm taking this bloody wench with me. And we're like, please, please, accompany me to the bar. I'll buy you a drink to make up for the attempted smacking of bitches.
She informs you that there's a great reward because she's a rich lady. She offers you a reward of 300 gold pieces.
Hang on.
Capture the murderer.
Hang on.
What?
So he's just tried to smack her, and now yeah. She's offering to pay him.
No. No, she
I'm
says.
I'm presuming she's offering to pay you because
yeah,
huge,
she's offering to pay
you know.
Us. She says. She says, "I shall reward them if they capture him." She says it to you, and then you sort of, well, what is your response to realizing that you've missed out on 300 gold coins?
I attack her with my warhammer and attempt to take her 300 golds without her.
She doesn't have it on her.
No, I don't. I don't. I examine the body. I examine the body.
I thought you went into a bar.
Well, no, I will go into the bar, but I'm first going to examine the body.
What you see is a sort of a tall man, around about, sorry, probably 6 foot one. He has dark hair and a short, nicely trimmed beard. He's clearly a rich man. He's wearing purple shirt, purple. You know, it's a very very rare dye in these times. And he has a total of 32 stab wounds to the torso, arms, and neck. And you realise that's quite an amount.
That's,
you know,
that's really disturbing. I'm so disturbed. I think I'm going to pick up the murder weapon and smear myself in his blood.
So you examine the body and you conclude. Well, what are your conclusions?
My conclusions is that she did it. She stabbed him 32 times, and now she's trying to blame this poor bugger who's just out for an evening jog. Okay.
Well, seeing as the one of the things you notice is that the stab wounds appear to be mostly horizontal to his body, and are not aimed from below. And you notice that the woman is in fact quite short, and so would have been very very hard for her. To have, I'm gonna make him convince you that it's not her because it's not.
I think she was standing on a box.
You look around, you see no boxes,
and then she ate the box.
All right, cut to Mover and Aggro chasing down the man, and he turns a corner into a dark alleyway, and he's running full pelt. He's running really quite fast. And you turn the corner, and then he realizes that he's run into a dead end, and he turns around, and he looks at Aggro, and then at Neva, is there anything you'd like to say to this apparently crazy man, Liam?
Well, I'm going to draw my sword and point it at this man.
Mm-hmm.
Have I given Aggro a voice?
No.
He's a mute. He's like,
And I'll ask him, so, why did you kill the woman's husband?
He replies, because he was a bastard. That man, he took my job from me. He took my money from me. He ruined my home. And he killed my young wife.
Well, how did he go about doing that?
Did his wife kill him?
You're not here, Dorfa. Neva asks the same question. And he says, no, it was I who killed him. I stabbed him and I left the blade behind.
I don't believe you.
My life. What even is this? Oh my god.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not here.
Alright. Well, getting back to this man. Aggro turns to him and asks, so, how did he take your job and your wife and your home and all of that crap?
Son of a bee. You had to ask that, didn't you?
I want plot, damn it.
Well, he says, I'm going to have to do this all in his voice. Well, he says, it all started when a sage came to me and he asked me to steal a tome. a tome hidden in the vaults of this man's, I don't know, small, no, large, lovely house. It was a lovely house. And one on the optimum night where the moon was dark. Because yes, the moon is dark on occasion. Well,
quite a few occasions, actually. About once a month, the moon is dark.
It was also cloudy, which helped. I snuck inside. And I smashed one of the windows. And I climbed in.
Not very good sneaking.
And I went... Well, he takes a sleeping draught every night. He was out cold. I don't know why I'm so posh. He was out cold.
I don't know why I'm so posh.
He was out cold. So I snuck downstairs. And stop laughing.
Oh yes, I broke in through his window and I smocked downstairs and I slaughtered him.
What? Look, you can't talk, your voice has changed so much. I snuck downstairs into the vault, and in there was a tome. A tome written by a bard named Caresta, a lovely female bard, she supposedly was. And in this book held the hidden, encoded secrets of magic. And this man desired it very much for his own. But the young man's wife, she awoke, for she did not take a sleeping draught.
Shut up.
Are you, look, I'm coming up with this off the top of my head, all right?
Well, carry on, okay. Carry on.
What?
Nothing.
This is not an educated man, okay? He's not a good storyteller.
Okay, I can agree with that. I can agree.
She screamed and raised the alarm. The man awoke, and he did run downstairs, and he saw me as I departed through the window. And then, having seen my face, he sought to bring me down. And he got him, a band of his men, to track down myself. He followed me, tracked me, and he hunted me to my home in the woods. And he did find me in the end. And he took my young wife from me. And he took me, burned down my home. And he took back his tome of wizards before I could give it off and collect my reward. And that is why you see me stabbing this man down in the street.
Actually, we didn't see you. We just have the word of one crazy woman that it was you who
stabbed
him.
Yeah, no, but he thinks that you saw him, though, because you were in the crowd. You know, he doesn't know. He was running away, bless him.
Okay, then.
So what is your response to this story?
Well, this puts us in a bit of a predicament, doesn't it? I could take you back and get my 300 gold reward, or I could let you go for being justified in killing his man who's just taken your wife. But having a newly found cup made out of a freshly deceased cat, I'm going to have to take the 300 gold reward to get some alcohol. So you're coming with me.
Wee laddie.
If I could make a suggestion, why yes. don't we like take the both to like the local police station, and be like, hey, this guy's just been killed. These two are the prime suspects. It's probably this woman, but it might also be this man. I think you should do some.
I recommend that we do that.
Shit.
After we've collected the 300 gold reward from the woman.
Good point.
That is a fantastic idea. I agree. Neva nods her approval. I think we'll leave it there.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Which should hopefully be recording with you two and James.
Yes.
In a completely different setting.
Yes.
Back with the characters who we were originally talking about. Thank you both for this. It's been a bit sort of haphazard,
yes.
And I shall see you next time, and also in between, because like we live near each other and we see each other in real life. So
yay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. I've forgotten what button it is to stop recording.